Waiting patiently on the line to join us this morning is Brian Barr, who's just recently back from a visit to Guatemala. He's the Assistant Director of Communications and Marketing for Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, and he joined a team of 17 Ohio Electric Cooperative linemen. They spent 18 days in Guatemala bringing electricity for the first time to two small impoverished villages. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
All right, so take us to this project. How does this project come about that you end up going down with folks to put electricity in some villages in Guatemala?
Well, this is the second trip for the group to Guatemala, and the first trip they didn't really have someone to dedicate their time to documenting the process and what really goes into providing such a service to people, and that's how I was selected. I have a video and photo background, and I was selected, and that was my job the entire time, was photo and video work.
Tell us what you saw through your lens during this process.
I saw 17 guys that worked very, very hard every day and were completely dedicated to getting this project done, and it was a huge project. It really was. And as for the folks in the village, the residents were fantastic. They were welcoming to us. They were very gracious, and there was also a level of poverty that I had really not had ever witnessed before. And it was really humbling to be there to be able to help these people.
Brian, were these people kind of isolated? And to that point, were they even aware that electricity existed?
They only lived about 3 miles maybe from the nearest main highway that had some stores and that type of stuff. And a few of the residents and a couple of the little shops in the village, a couple of little stores, had generators that they had used occasionally.
Now, it says here that they were promised at some point, they've been wanting electricity for many years, but every time something got in the way or it wasn't happening, there even was some that were skeptical that, this isn't even going to happen. What was that like to sort of see them after these lights get turned on? And I understand it's almost like a big celebration took place finally.
Oh, yeah, there was. And people had been promised electricity before, in Las Tortugas and San Jorge. There was a group that came in and took a down payment for services and supplies that were going to be needed and then never returned. So when we did have a planning trip several months ago, they were still skeptical that someone was really going to help them, thought someone else was going to be coming down there to take their money. But once they saw us there with the hard hats on and the line starting going up on the poles, they really became excited, and there were a lot of people in the village that pitched in and helped us however they could. They carried stuff. They helped lift stuff up the poles. And then once the lights came on, I was near one of those little stores in the village, and people were cheering. They already had a TV in there, and they had a soccer game on, and they were watching the soccer game and handing out drinks to everyone, so everyone got a Pepsi, and it was quite an experience.
When people first get electricity, Brian, what do they get first? Do they get a refrigerator? Do they get a stove? What do they do?
Well, the only thing that we supplied for them inside the home was two light switches that powered four lights and two outlets. So they were still fairly limited, but it was so much more than what they had before. And from there, it's pretty much up to them what they get. We also, through donations, we were able to supply water filters for the water filter system for each of the homes because their water supply there in the village is contaminated. So that's another big advantage that they had. And we also, there's school at each village. And along with electricity in each school, we bought each school a laptop computer, a printer, a projector. And one of the schools, we put in some ceiling fans.
Talking today this morning with Brian Barr from the Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative. He helped document the electricity that was brought to the two small villages in Guatemala. What does this really mean for them going forward in the future to have these lights? Obviously, with having lights now in their homes, they have extra. They don't have to just rely on sunrise, sunset type of things. What have the people in the village said about this? Or is it a matter of also people thinking, hey, there's other people out there who care, and now we can be part of the rest of the world, in a sense.
Right. So now with us coming in and doing this project the way it should be done, not requiring any money from them at all, they realize what it really means to receive help. So they hopefully won't be taken again by any other company that comes in just to take their money. And as for the light bulbs at night, my thought is that the kids now will be able to study more because they have a lot of chores to do, you know, just for the families to get by every day. Kids do a lot of work too. So now there's more of an opportunity for them to put more time into studying and maybe bettering their lives.
If I, just putting myself in a situation like that, if I was suddenly given electricity with a light bulb, and like any kid, I would want to turn that light on and off, and I, you know,
right?
You suddenly have power over something, you're in control of something. Was there any of that kind of going on, and how did kids deal with this different than the adults, I guess, in a sense?
Well, it was like you said, the light switch was very popular. The kids were flipping it off and on and laughing, and even the adults were getting into that somewhat too.
Now, are you supplying them with LEDs, or are we going with incandescent? You know, what kind of lights are they getting?
We put in 4 LED bulbs in every home that we wired, so they already have the bulbs installed, and they're ready to go. This should last several years for them.
I thought those LEDs last like 20 years or something like that. At least that's what the box says on it, from what I've read on it. Hey,
they're a different quality light bulbs, but yeah, at least several years out of those light bulbs for them anyway.
I bet the insects down there will now find something to hang out as a nightlight on occasion. Just putting that out there. What did you do for as far as your documentation? Where can we see this, or do you have the photos up someplace?
Well, on our Facebook page, on the Lorain Medina Rural Electric Facebook page, there are a couple of postcards that I put together while I was on the trip, some digital postcards, and those have some photos in them. But as for the bulk of the photos and video, I did this for our statewide organization in Columbus. And my job was pretty much to capture everything and hand off the footage, and we'll see where they go with it.
Again, Brian Barr of Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative talking about the going down to Guatemala with the Project Ohio and bringing electricity to another part of the world. Brian, we appreciate your time this morning and sharing some of those stories with us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate that.